Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you guys missed it, Daryl and I have a bet. It's not had. I've not won it yet. I'm not going to get cocky about it. Although every time they win, I do make sure he knows what their updated win projections are. And ask for my magic number. And what's on the line is, if they go 83 wins or better, I get a free burger, I get a free milkshake, and free teasers on his dime. And so I am one more burger closer. The Guardians are now, I guess, 13-6 on the season. And can we just start here? There was another balk in today's game. Can we just ban the balk?
What? Yeah, some people tweeting about this. So what's going on with the balk?
So last night, Ben Lively was on the mound. And so there's a few things that can trigger a balk. In this case, it was, according to the first base umpire, Ben Lively didn't signal to the umpire whether he was going to pitch out of the stretch or, oh my gosh, now my brain is farting out, pitch out of the stretch or his full windup. And so that was triggered as a balk. Now, the problem is you had a runner on third base, and so because of the balk, the runner on third base advances home and scores. I'll be honest with you. So I actually think they got the call right, as according to the letter of the law. And Stephen Vogt said last night, well, they didn't call balk on the previous play. So I understand there's a consistency issue there but like last night there was a balk in the Mets and Pittsburgh game. So today apparently there was a different balk for a different reason.
Balk.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm done. Like there've now been three balks in 2 days that I know of in baseball. No, I tweeted as much. No one has ever gone to a game hoping they were going to see a balk. It is the cheapest and dumbest way, unless it's obvious. Like, if somebody's really trying to do something deceptive, like on purpose, and it's a clear and obvious, like Nestor Cortez.
Yeah.
It wasn't a balk what he did, where he did the fake motion towards home plate with his arm, because you didn't have a runner. You can't balk if there's no runner on base, right? So, okay, that's fine. That's fine. It's still douchey. Seriously, what an a-hole. I just think he looks like an a-hole if you're going to do that. But my point is, it wasn't a balk. But if he had done that same thing, that to me would be, all right, you're trying to have some fun. You're clearly messing with a hitter. That's a balk. Everybody can move up a base. Like, the Pittsburgh game that I was referring to last night, the guy was set, and I think he was pitching from the stretch. And he moved his shoulders. And I'm talking about,
like, it was subtle.
Like very subtle. And the announcer's like, well, yeah, that's a balk. I'm like, okay, but should it be? Like, the balk to me should be, like, the extreme version. Like, this is break glass in case of emergency. Somebody's being a chotch. Somebody is trying to trick. Like, if it's just, like, a subtle shoulder movement, what the hell are we doing? I actually wonder now, okay, maybe this is conspiracy theory, Nick, coming up. I kind of wonder if Major League Baseball told umpires, or the umpires in general, did the thing like we did with the onside, the where the wide receivers line up this year.
Yeah.
I wonder if they went and said,
like an emphasis.
Yeah. Like, hey, we need to emphasize this early in the season. If so, you chose poorly. There's a million things to emphasize.
That's the one thing you want to emphasize.
It's the worst play in sports. It is. Because it's the biggest B way to score. I'll be honest with you. Even if the Guardians had scored on the balk last night, it would have still been true to the letter of the law. I wouldn't have enjoyed it. I've never gone to a game hoping to see a balk. I never will go to a game hoping to see a balk. As a matter of fact, when a balk happens in a baseball game, do you know what I do, Dustin?
I don't know.
I roll my eyes. So now with that,
like,
out of the
even
way,
if your team benefits from it?
Yeah, no, it's the dumbest play in sports.
No, you cheer for it if your team benefits.
I'll cheer for the run. But if the runner goes from first base to second base, it's a cheap way to get it's a cheap way to advance.
You think it's the dumbest rule in sports?
Yes, I think it is one of the dumbest rules in sports. Because it's not, like, the whole point of the rule is, the reason why the balk was invented is there were some shady dudes in baseball 80 years ago, and you couldn't trust them to not do trick plays like Nestor Cortez did the other night, or did when the Yankees were in town with runners on scoring position, and it was a competitive advantage. If a guy subtly moves his, or if the guy's foot isn't pointed to home plate as opposed to pointing towards third base, or if a guy looks towards third as he's throwing, which was not why the balk was called yesterday, but I'm just pointing out there was another thing. No, those are not competitive. That does not put the hitter in a disadvantageous situation.
I'm just trying to think if there's any other rules in any other sports that kind of align with the dumb rule.
Wouldn't it kind of be like offsides?
In football?
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the point is, you're especially, like, the bigger part of the balk rule is if you're motioning towards home plate before you actually start to pitch, because it will signal to the hitter that you're going to go. But, like, so it's kind of theoretically offsides. But the difference is, it's football and there's no line of scrimmage. Or, sorry, it's baseball and there's no line of scrimmage.
You're talking about the receiver being lined up offsides?
Any offsides, yeah.
That's not a dumb rule.
Well, no, I'm not saying in football. I'm saying in baseball. I'm trying to make it a...
I'm trying to think if there's any rules in basketball that would be kind of silly.
I will say, I think the landing zone thing... It's,
on the threes?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not a bad rule, but how players have taken advantage of it. James Harden has added maybe 5,000 career points to his overall total because of the I got fouled. It looks so bad. There's a couple in basketball I could find, but not as dumb as the balk. Now, this segment is not merely just about the balk. The Guardians did get the series win. Should we save the Tristan thing? Should we save it for later in the show? Because Jason Lloyd and Zach Meisel had an article about Tristan McKenzie pitching through some health issues, including the fact, and the headline, I think, scared the crap out of everybody. After you read the article, I think you kind of simmer down a little bit. But here's what the tweet was by Jason Lloyd. And again, he wrote this with Zach Meisel. about Tristan. He said Tristan McKenzie is trying to pitch with a torn ligament in his elbow. The results so far aren't great. Why didn't he have surgery last year? Where is the tear? Did he make the right call? And then it's obviously a link there. Everybody immediately thought to themselves, this is the end of the world, and the Guardians are going to fall apart, and why is this happening? And first Bieber, now Tristan. Should Tristan have just gotten Tommy John? I actually think the article does a great job at laying out, one, that Tristan himself still doesn't know if he made the right decision, but also talk about players like Tanaka of the Yankees once upon a time, Aaron Nola, who've actually come back after rest and rehabbing a tear in their UCL. I knew I was going to say it eventually. But I'll just say this. The immediate reaction is you can't hang if Tristan McKenzie has to go out. I still don't agree with that. I don't. I think you can go deep in the playoffs if you don't have Bieber or McKenzie? If McKenzie ends up having to have surgery, or if the injury comes back or whatever it is, like if he ends up, if the velocity never comes back this year and you get to a point where he's not effective, and the results aren't great, it's not, his ERA isn't 12. So like, it's okay now, he's just not the Tristan McKenzie we know. I do think people who say you can't win in the regular season without McKenzie or Bieber, I think that is, I don't think that's entirely true. I think that's just people wanting to write off this team for another reason this year.
I've read the article. It's very concerning to me.
I think it's concerning. I just don't think it's a death knell.
Okay. I'll give you that. Not a death knell, but it's concerning for sure.
I think you wanted to engage in a little verbal fisticuffs there. I don't think you wanted to give me that.
What does it bring you on the Foxometer?
I was going to say the Foxometer.
Yeah.
what did Key say?
He said Foxometer, but Foxometer does sound totally better.
Yeah. Foxometer?
Foxometer is better.
Yeah.
The Foxometer?
Which, by the way, you initially coined it the Foxometer. Are you willing, they won a game today, but Tristan is pitching through a tear in his UCL. I'll say it again. Are you going to downgrade the Foxometer, upgrade it? How are we feeling there?
I'm gonna upgrade it just a skosh, like a half a point.
No half points.
I'm staying at a four.
You're
a six?
I'm still at an eight.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.